This is our introduction episode where we just tell a little bit about ourselves and how we got here and what the podcast is going to be. If you don't give a shit about that, skip this episode and go to episode one.
Yeah.
Thanks if you stick around.
Secrets can lead to misunderstanding. Misunderstanding can cause fear. Everyone knows what fear can do. We are here to learn and shine the bright light of truth on these stories. You will know why. Show Me Scares.
Welcome to Show Me Scares. I'm Shayla.
And I'm Terry.
And this is just our little introductory episode. Some people don't even do these. Just to tell you who we are. That way if we're talking about something weird and you're like, what does that mean? Hey, maybe you'll know what it means if you listen to this episode.
There we go.
I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, I am Shayla. Like I said, I am married to Terry. And we have an adorable little fur baby, Bodie, which you will most definitely be hearing in the background from time to time.
Oh, yeah. Chewing on something. Toy, a bone, whining. He does it all.
He's very attention starved and needs to be under our feet or on us all the time. So he just doesn't understand. We are originally from Winona, Missouri.
Good old Shannon County.
Yes. And we now live in Springfield. We've lived here about 3 years. And so, Terry.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me a little about yourself. What do you do? I mean, not me. Tell them.
Oh, my.
I know.
So, I am an EMT. I have been an EMT for about 10 years now.
Ambulance driver.
Yes, ambulance driver. We'll go with that. I'll have a couple medics who will die at that statement. But yes, I have been an ambulance driver for 10 years.
I said it again.
Love it. You said it the first time.
I was trying to piss you off, so it would be interesting, but there goes that idea.
We're used to it, whatever. I will taxi your ass to the hospital.
The most expensive Uber you've ever been in.
Pretty much. I think 80% of our calls are Uber. So anyway, and that's what I do. I mean, that's my life. I go to CrossFit Republic. I love to do CrossFit. And I also help clean the gym there. So basically, yeah. One of these days I'll get you in there.
Yeah, we'll see.
But that's my life. I'm home or at work or at CrossFit gym. So nice and exciting.
Okay, Terry Ann, I'm just going to keep rolling with you. We'll interview you first.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah. Other than CrossFit and driving an ambulance, what else do you like to do with your time?
I like to hike, camp, go to the beach.
Yeah.
So far away, but...
So... We are starting this podcast about true crime and paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
What's your interest? Is it true crime? Is it paranormal? What is your side? What do you like and why?
Honestly, I used to like the true crime more. But now that we've started going to places and investigating the paranormal, I have totally swapped and love it so much. So I love going to these old hospitals and schools and just like Missouri State Penitentiary, I do believe we're gonna do. I'm just amazed by it. I love it. I love the history of it all and just investigating it.
I figured that you would enjoy it because of the history aspect of
it. I love the history about buildings.
The history is probably the most fascinating part. Whenever you can, you know, have an experience or somebody says, I saw this person or what have you, and you can tie that into something is a fact that happened or the person that lived there, worked there, whatever. That's really cool. And it's the research that goes into it.
Yeah.
That is,
and then when you can
so
tie
fun.
It to what's going on at present time, it's so great.
Yeah.
It's so cool. Yep. So I love it so much.
Where is your bucket list place to visit paranormal wise?
I would probably say Waverly. That's my bucket list. I want to go there so bad. And I want to go to some lighthouses as well. Like I've always had a fascination for lighthouses. So knowing that there's some haunted ones out there, I'm pretty pumped about that too. So now your turn. Tell us about you.
Well, I work in accounting at a property management company. We have hotels and apartment complexes, and that's how I make money to live. But my real interest lies in paranormal and true crime too. True crime, just because it's fascinating to me the horrific things people can do. And of course, those of us who are normal, I mean, I'm playing it fast and loose with normal, calling myself, but, those of us who live normally, we can't even fathom doing something mm-hmm. like that. And so to understand, how does somebody get there? How does that happen? And a lot of times you don't get an answer to that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you do. Sometimes, you know, you look back, they had a real crappy childhood or something, which is not an excuse, because a lot of people have crappy childhoods and don't grow up to be serial killers, mm-hmm. but whatever. But it's just the fascination of, and everybody has it, like true crime has blown up.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just that, yeah, there's just the fascination of what the hell went wrong. And mm-hmm. Remembering the victims, that's very important for me. And then the paranormal. I've had so many experiences since childhood with ghostly encounters, if you will, mm-hmm. I guess. And so I've always been interested. I've always watched all the shows, not all the shows, but the good ones. And it's just fascinating. I love it. And the biggest draw for me is that history. It's that history behind these amazing old places. And it's so much fun, like you said, to tie that stuff up. And just when you have an experience and you can validate it and you know that it's real, it never gets old.
It's mind-blowing most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Every single time. It's like, I can't believe that it happened. Every time that it happens, I still can't believe that mm-hmm. it happened. Like,
yeah, you try to debunk everything pretty good.
100%. Because I don't want false. I want a real experience. I don't want anything mm-hmm. false. And then just to be excited over, you know, a bird hit the window. That's not, you know.
Don't want to settle with just that's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, and if there's, you want to make sure that that's what's going on.
And if there's any doubt at all, I just toss it away to, it's probably something natural and normal that happened.
All right. So what else do you like to do on your free time?
I have none. I work. I go to school. We like to watch some of the paranormal shows. And I say some by like two of them. Because there's a lot of trash out there. But also, man, what do I do? I think...
Now, you like the beach as well.
Oh, I love the beach. But I've really gotten into, and one of the reasons that we decided to start this podcast was I've gotten into like researching a lot of this stuff. Old crimes and stuff from the late 1800s into the early 1900s. And I'm reading a lot of old newspapers and stuff like that. And there's some really crazy stuff mm-hmm. in those newspapers. So I enjoy that. Yeah. I enjoy it 100%. I like to look back, and it's just the way that things have changed. And also, like, where do we come from? You get a little glimpse into like what the world was like.
So you're a big history buff as well.
Absolutely. I enjoy history. I always have. So that's why I lost. All this stuff is fascinating. I can't talk.
Oh, that's all right. You don't need to talk on podcasts. Oh, I mean,
it's just, you know, how we're getting this to people. It's all.
So, yeah, it's going to be good that we both are into it, since this is what we plan on doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so.
Plans. I mean, what do you want to.
Plans for the podcast. So, basically, I would like to start with local stories pretty close to home. I think there's a lot of stuff to be told here, and there's a lot of stuff that hasn't been told over and over and over and over again on every other podcast and television show out there.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of good stories. we'll start with probably one around our hometown. And then actually, since we've just visited Missouri State Penitentiary, I'd like to tackle that one. Of course, that's a big haunting in Missouri that everybody knows about. And right after I said we want to do stories nobody's heard about. But anyway,
that's one that you have to do, especially if you're in Missouri.
So we will do that one. But I would like to kind of do a little spinoff series where we do the crimes that landed people in Missouri State Penitentiary. And a lot of those, not a lot of those, but some of those will be some that not a lot of people have heard of.
Mm-hmm.
You do have big names like Pretty Boy Floyd, like everybody knows who that is or have heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
So just get some of those stories out there, some of the stories that we have learned during our time looking into Missouri State Pen.
Okay. And where do you want this podcasting to go? I mean,
well, I really just want to get our stories out there, get some listeners. I want this to more be not so much about just us. Obviously, we've talked many times about bringing some of my family into it. My dad's retired now, so it'd be nice to give him something, a little project to help work on and keep him busy in his retirement. And, I mean, my sister, my brothers, they're all super interested and in very big history buffs. The whole family, we love this stuff. So get everybody involved.
And then, I have a cousin that's really into the investigation part.
Yes. And so I really want it to be a real community affair. And I say community instead of family because if we have people reach out to us on Facebook or through email, whatever, text us. I want to bring them on. Let them tell a story.
Let's do this.
And like, let's make it a community thing. I don't want to hog the airtime. Like, I'm fine. And if somebody does not want to be on the air, but they have an amazing story,
email us.
By all means, email it. We'll tell it for you. Maybe I'll call you if I need some details and we'll hash it out and make it a great story. I just want facts. I don't want any crazy fiction. I just want to do more. I want to bring truth. I want to I want to find those things and like, you know, like everybody says that this is what happened, but actually that's false. There's not really any record of that. You know, I'd really like to be able to find stories like that.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. So our information, we have Show Me Scares on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and then showmescares@gmail.com.
For email. Yep.
For email.
Send us stories.
Reach out to us.
The most important thing is iTunes reviews. Please, please, please leave us a review on iTunes. That gets us up the charts. It helps immensely. People are, it helps our ranking on iTunes. And so it will really help getting more people to see the podcast and to tune in. So
yeah, don't be scared to leave comments, what we should, shouldn't do, what we should add, maybe what we shouldn't have on here. I mean, everybody's opinions, is it's we're going to read them all. So,
and that was the point of the all the social media and the email being set up is, you know, if you have a suggestion or you have something that you didn't like, please reach out to us personally because that's going to be a whole lot better of a way to remedy it than to just slam us on iTunes. Like, that's not going to help anything.
And we will definitely answer all reach outs, all emails, all comments.
If you have any stories, like we said, email us showmescares@gmail.com. we want to get some listener story episodes. We would like to call people
and
have them come and tell us the story on air, but we'll see. Whatever is possible for whomever is telling the story, I guess.
Well, we will get there.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm excited for this journey.
I'm super excited. I just enjoy talking about it and telling stories and having a lot of fun.
And I enjoy meeting new people and especially if the same interests as us. So.
Exactly.
So let's do this.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add?
No, I think we've given all our social and all that, so.
All right, guys. Well, come with us on this journey. Let's do this.
It's going to be so fun.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening.
Bye.